Warriors-Raptors Game 3 of the NBA Finals, a Wednesday night clash at Oracle Arena where Stephen Curry was leading the charge for the Warriors, going all out with an impressive performance as he would finish with 47 points, the most he's ever scored in a playoffs game, to go with 8 rebounds and 7 assists. Draymond Green battling and delivering 17 points and 7 boards, while off the bench, Andrew Bogut and Quinn Cook with gritty efforts. Yet, the Raptors grab a 2-1 lead in this series with a 123-109 victory.
They played really, really hard and gave it everything they had and just ran into a better team tonight. Toronto played an excellent game and made big shots every time they needed to. We never could get over the hump every time we fought back and kind of got it to 6, 7, or 8, whatever it was. They made big shots, so they outplayed us. They deserved it. But I'm very proud of our effort, and now we just got to bounce back and get back here in here Friday night. Hopefully get a little healthier and get some guys back, but we'll see how that goes. But main thing is just got to play better.
Is Steph's performance tonight one of the best you've ever seen?
Steph was incredible. The stuff he does is he does things that honestly I don't think anybody has ever done before. The way he plays the game, the way he shoots it, and the combination of his ball handling and shooting skills. It's incredible to watch. He was amazing.
Second row on your right.
Coach, Trista Crick, USA Today. You obviously want to err on the side of caution when it comes to injuries, but was there any of the mentality of lose the battle, win the war, as it relates to sitting Clay tonight?
Well, the whole point was to not risk a bigger injury that would keep him out of the rest of the series. So that was the decision we made, and I feel very comfortable with it. Never would have forgiven myself if I played him tonight and he had gotten hurt. So you live with the decision. You make a wise decision, the wisest one you can, then you live with it and you move forward. So the good thing is Clay has done well the last 2 days. Now he's got another couple of days to heal. Hopefully he'll be out there Friday.
Tim over here.
Steve, Tim Calcom, The Athletic. The decision on Clay, did it really come down to last minute, or had it basically been made maybe even an hour or so, or maybe even earlier, not to play him?
That's, you know, internal business. So.
Jared on the right side.
Coach Jared Greenberg, NBA TV. Based on how many guys you do have out, whether it be in the game tonight or as you start to look forward to Friday, were you at all concerned about minutes and usage of Steph and DeMarcus and some of those guys?
Yeah. You know, it's one of the reasons we, you know, didn't have Andre on the floor at the end of the game. You know, for those last 5 minutes, he was up over 30 minutes. And, you know, these are the only 2 games in the series where there's just 1 day off. So we tried to watch Sean Livingston's minutes, and DeMarcus had something going on late in the game. He left the bench to get checked out. And so, you know, the guys we pushed were Draymond and Steph, but they're in the primes of their lives, so they're capable of handling that. Yeah, I think he's fine. I think he went to the locker room with about maybe 3-4 minutes left just to get checked out. I think he's fine.
Fourth row in the center.
Coach, Rick Tittle, 95.7 The Game and Sports Byline. When you were trying to think of where you're going to get these points tonight without KD and without Clay, if you had known that Steph was going to go for 47 and Draymond for 17, did you think maybe that would be enough?
I just knew we were going to score 109 points because that's all we're going to do the rest of this series. So if we're going to keep scoring 109, we got to keep them to 108, and that's the biggest thing. They scored 123 points, shot 52%. So it was more about their play, their execution offensively, their shot making. Our offense could have been better. Obviously, we didn't shoot it great, but give them credit, and they outplayed us.
Art and
hey,
then
Coach.
Dan on the side.
Joanna from Brazil, TV Globo Brazil. I was about to ask you about the 109 points that you score pretty much in all the games, in every game. Do you see this as a coincidence, or it shows, what does it show to you that is more like you won with this score and you lost with the same score, so it's more about like stopping the Raptors?
Yes, defense. Defense wins in the playoffs, especially in the finals. So we got to play better defense.
Dan on the right side.
Coach Dan Devine from The Ringer. You mentioned their right over here. You mentioned, you know, their execution on offense being a real problem for you, especially early. Kyle Lowry seems to be a real bellwether for that. You know, you'd helped sort of held him down in the first couple of games, breaks loose tonight. What did you see from him that sort of, as he, what kind of problems did he give you tonight?
I think Kyle set a tone, played a great game for them, and set a really good tone early, made some shots, controlled the game, and so he was a huge factor for them, played a fantastic game.
Art, last question in the second row.
Yeah, Steve, Art Spander, the Maven. Everyone assumes you missed Clay's points, but wasn't his defense as important? And perhaps that's why they shot so well.
Well, yeah, I mean, Clay's one of our best defenders, so we missed his defense. But, again, that doesn't matter. You know, guys hurt, doesn't play, then you play the next guy. And as I said, I'm very, very proud of the way our guys competed and played. We didn't play well enough, and we ran into a team that played an excellent game. So long series. We got to bounce back, and we'll move on from here. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.
Hi, Tim Roy, along with Jim Barnett. Jim, those were the numbers of this game. But what did you see from the Warriors, good and bad, that they could either clean up for game four or take to game four?
Well, there wasn't much good to talk about offensively except from one Stephen Curry. Tim, I just thought I expected more from DeMarcus Cousins tonight. I expected more from Draymond Green offensively, although he did, you know, knock down a couple threes there late in the game. But they just did not have enough. And I'll tell you one thing. What I saw is the three-pointers made, particularly in the third quarter, and I'll give you a number, they made seven threes in the third quarter alone. They missed Kevon Looney and his defensive presence.
Yep.
They missed because he can switch out, he can cover the guards, he's bigger, they don't shoot over him as well, he's extremely smart. He also would rebound the ball better. I think they could have used him on the defensive glass tonight so you don't get so many offensive rebounds. But you know, you're playing with a deficit, and your only legitimate scorer you can count on all the time, Stephen Curry. And so they had to get more from the bench. They had to get more, as I say, from Draymond and particularly DeMarcus Cousins. And if he's not scoring, you know, he ends up tonight, what, one of seven shots. If he's not scoring, he needs to get better rebounding, more rebounds, and more assists. He's got to get involved in other areas. So I was quite surprised with the efficiency of Stephen Curry tonight. They never tried that box and one as janky defense, as he called it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they didn't need to because their offense was so good tonight. That's the guards, Green, Lowry, Van Vliet, were absolutely, every one of them played an outstanding offensive game, and the Warriors never had a defensive answer for that.
Yeah, you know, it's. I thought the Warriors played at times really well. Stephen Curry was without flaw tonight. He was amazing throughout the course of this game, Jim. But I kind of look at it in a way where, yeah, the Warriors did a lot of things wrong, but they were still in the game with about, you know, a couple minutes to go in this contest. And I think if the extra 48 hours for Klay Thompson, if that's a big bonus for him, if that's a plus for Klay Thompson, getting him back, and maybe Kevin Durant back, whether it be Game 4 or Game 5 or whenever he gets back, that bodes really well for the Warriors in this series.
Oh, without question.
Because even Rusty, that's going to be a huge upgrade.
Oh, absolutely. He's not going to be Rusty. I'm only worried about the hamstring. But I will say this about Toronto. You got to give them credit. I know the Warriors were, you know, outmanned. But, yes, the Warriors hung in there, but Toronto still controlled the game. I thought the defense in the last 5 minutes of the second half, when Bogut was out there, they did a terrific job, and that quarter was a one-point quarter. So they were within eight at halftime. The third quarter, though, once again, they allowed 36 points like they did in the first quarter. Their defense went out the window, and the Raptors got any kind of shot they want. But I will have to say, you got to give credit to those players, sometimes even with good defense, those the tandem of Green and Lowry, they were hotter than heck tonight from three-point range. I mean, they were missing shots like that, too, in other series and other games, but not tonight. You got to give them credit.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you mentioned about how you're not playing against Toronto. You're playing against the country of Canada.
Yep.
The Raptor fans just finished up a chorus of "Oh Canada" here, so I think that kind of proves your point. they're here celebrating a win in Game 3 of this 2019 NBA Finals. And, of course, Game 4 is Friday night, 5:30 with the pregame show along the network. This is the State Farm postgame show. I'm Tim Roy along with the Jim Barnett. Let's reflect for a moment on Stephen Curry. With everything against him, with double teams, he basically got aggressive. Usually Steph Curry is a player that he'll play to win, not necessarily to look for his shot all the time, not necessarily looking for his point totals. He does what the team needs him to do to win the game that night. Now, tonight he knew he had to score to win, and he was hunting shots, and he did a magnificent job of it tonight.
I think, Tim, everybody nationwide and up in Canada, of course, so we can call it worldwide, and it's worldwide today, got a glimpse of Steph Curry, his offensive array of ways to score, not only from three-point range, but driving to the basket, drawing fouls, push shots off the backboard, scoop shots underneath, driving in traffic, setting up other people. What a complete game he had when you count the rebounds and the seven assists. Okay, let's just say none of them went for three-point basket, just two-point baskets. So seven assists, that's another 14. So he accounted for 61 points tonight. 47 of his own and 7 assists. He gave an incredible display of his offensive capability and the variety of ways in which he can score.
You know, Jim, and again, it just to me it just shows who he is. He's out there diving on the floor late in the game for loose balls, trying to get his team rallied, and he did everything he could tonight to help the Warriors to a win. And for whatever reason, he just did not get the kind of help that he needed tonight from other guys. I mean, he was 14 of 31. Rest of the Warriors were 22 for 60 from the floor.
And 35%.
6 of 14 from 3. Rest of the Warriors were 6 of 22 from 3. And he was 13 of 14 from the free throw line. Rest of the Warriors were 12 of 16 from the free throw line. So
there it goes.
Yep. It's a job well done. And hopefully the Warriors will be a little healthier on Friday night.
Well, I think if you get either Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson, either one of them back, I think the Warriors are going to win that game. And if they get them both back, I don't think Toronto's going to win a game the rest of the series.
We'll see. It's going to be an interesting 48 hours here, and hopefully the Warriors will get a body back, at least one, maybe two, because it would be sort of anticlimactic if the Warriors were to lose the last two games at Oracle Arena, I think.
Absolutely, Tim. Yeah. So, no, I'm counting on that. And I'm just wondering how much Steph Curry has in the tank, even though you get 48 hours with the energy that he spent tonight doing what he did.
Thank you, JB. Nice job tonight.
Thank you, Tim.
And throughout this series against the Raptors, for extended audio coverage of the Warriors in the 2019 NBA Finals, download or stream the Warriors official team podcast by searching Golden State Warriors wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.